702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
All right, time to check the world of viral content. It is a Friday. Ah, Kabazela, happy Friday.
Ah, good morning to you, Bele. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Always Friday.
Friday.
All right, let's get straight to it. Listen, the weekend officially begins on 702 Breakfast. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Sometimes noises are better than words. Oh, boy, what's this about?
So this is applying to sports commentators. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, you asked the question to the audience, the listeners, about their favorite sports commentators. And you got some really nice stories coming through.
Yeah.
So there's a video that is going viral of, I think it was one of the European football matches last night. One of the players intercepts a ball from his own half, and then he starts taking the ball and running forward to the opponent's goals. Now, sometimes if you're a commentator and the guy is speeding ahead, you can only describe it in so many words, right? But perhaps instead of using words, it's best to use noises, just like this commentator has done so.
Okay.
And the noises he uses is a Formula One car. So let's take a listen to this commentator describing this footballer running towards the opponent's goal.
Okay.
Salir vivo, le dice. Porque toca Emerson. Parado, parado. Así está Venezuela. Las indicaciones de Dudamel. Roba Hurtado y a correr. Se va el tanque Hurtado. Hurtado. Gran respuesta de Felipe.
That sounds like something out of the playground when I was 10 or 7 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really cool and entertaining. So I checked it out and I thought, is it real? Was somebody taking a game and they've, you know, they've dubbed their own, you know, sort of voices over the football?
Yeah.
So it didn't actually happen in last night's game, although they've taken that commentary and dubbed it over. The original piece took place in 2019 in a match between Venezuela and Brazil. So it took place last year, but somebody's adapted it to last night's game. But it's really, really fun, a fun piece of commentary to hear. And maybe a question for that piece could be, what sounds are you pretty good at? Like, can you mimic something with your sound? Like, send us voice notes of certain sounds that you can mimic with your voice.
And remembering, of course, that this is a family show. This is a family show. Let's just make sure that we get the right kinds of sounds there, Kabazela. Talk to me about a dog attack caught on camera. Now, this is one of my worst nightmares.
Yeah, this is a very, very disturbing video for any dog owner. And what happened is a woman and her pincher, Jim Pincher, were out in the park and they were taking a walk. And she had her dog on the leash. And she was walking around and the next minute she sees this bull mastiff approach her dog. And, you know, little dogs, sometimes they think they're bigger than the bigger dogs.
Yeah.
So her dog gave a little bit of a growl to this dog who was off its leash. And the next minute, this dog picks this little pincher up by the neck and starts, you know, sort of throwing it left and right in its jaws. And then eventually lets it go. And the owner of that dog comes along and tries to pull it away. And yes, you can just hear this woman's sorrow. She sees her dog there lying on the ground. It's bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she says, it's dying. It's dying. Please help, 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 help. And she then films this woman whose dog has just attacked her.
Yeah.
And you can see this woman is saying, come, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I will take you. I'll take you. But instead of taking the woman, she got in her car and drove off and left this poor lady there to fend for herself with her injured dog. Anyway, the poor dog died.
Oh, no.
And this woman has released the footage of this person on social media to try and find out who she is, because she wants her to be responsible for the death of her dog. So it's a question that is controversial in the dog community. And the question to leash or not to leash, that is the question. So, I mean, if you go into Emerentia or any local park around your suburbs, you'll see there's dogs that are on leads and dogs that are not on leads.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's always a tricky one to try and balance. I think if you're a dog owner, your dog should always be on the lead.
Yeah.
Because you never know what the reaction to another dog will be. And dogs are dogs, you know. So let's ask the question as well this morning, your views on that about having dogs on a lead or not. And have you got stories of, you know, you out there minding your own business, you might be just be walking in the park, and an aggressive dog has come up to you or to your dog that's on a leash.
Well, here's the thing.
So a controversial one, but let's see.
I don't know. I mean, I tend to think I don't see the controversy, because if you're a dog owner in any public space, you are responsible for what your dog does, either to other dogs or even other citizens, right? Other people in that area. And so I don't see what the controversy is really about. I think that if you have a dog in a public space, the minute you take off the lead, you are then taking the risk that whatever goes wrong will fall squarely on your shoulders. I think it's naive for people to think, my little Rover, my little Rex would never harm a fly. I think it's very, very naive, because quite often what can also happen is that your lovely docile dog is provoked by another one. And it does something you don't expect, that you didn't predict it might do. And so I don't see the controversy at all. I think all dogs in public spaces should be on some kind of lead. I think for me, it's as simple as that. I don't think there's any debate about it. Kabazela, that's where I will leave it with you, but I'll open it up. 011-883-0702. If you're a dog owner, have you had incidents where an aggressive dog attacked yours, and the only reason harm came was because it wasn't on a lead? I'm really keen to hear from somebody who wants to argue that it's okay for dogs to be without leads in public spaces. Please make the case, because I don't buy it.